All right, we're with North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Niewind. Can you give us kind of a rundown as to what happened earlier today in Valley City?
About 11:20 this morning, law enforcement was dispatched to a call of a reckless driver that was traveling northbound on County Road 21, just south of Catherine. That vehicle was described as trying to go head-on with traffic on County Road 21. North Dakota State Trooper located that vehicle at about 11:35 on County Road 21, south of Valley City, and attempted to make a traffic stop on it. At that point in time, the suspect fled in that vehicle, and a pursuit ensued on Barnes County 21, some of our local gravel roads south of Valley City, onto I-94, and then through Valley City and back on I-94, and then it ultimately ended in Valley City.
Did officers have to use a pit maneuver to get the vehicle to slow down, or spikes?
During the pursuit, there were several attempts to utilize a tire deflation device. Those attempts were unsuccessful. There was at least two opportunities where troopers were able to attempt a pursuit intervention technique, which is a pit maneuver. The first attempt was out near exit 288, the Oaks exit, on County Road 22. That attempt was unsuccessful. And the second attempt occurred on Wintershow Drive in Valley City. And that pit attempt was successful. That vehicle was disabled and the suspect was taken into custody.
Can you tell us anything about the suspect? Like, was it a male, and the age and where the person's from?
The suspect is Kevin Anderson. He's 49 years of age. He's from Fort Ransom. And he was arrested today for driving under the influence, reckless endangerment, fleeing in a motor vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and resisting arrest.
Were there any other motorists or pedestrians injured in this incident?
Luckily, during this pursuit, there were several times where Mr. Anderson attempted to go head-on with other traffic. That traffic was able to avoid a collision. So luckily, in this case, there were no other vehicles that were involved with any crashes, and there was no pedestrians involved at all today. All in all, it was a very dangerous pursuit because of the driving actions of Mr. Anderson, but luckily, we were able to take him into custody without anybody else being hurt.
Did you get a count as to how many vehicles he did this to or not?
I don't have that at this time. That'll be a part of our investigation when we complete our reports to submit to the state's attorney's office.
There's Highway Patrol Captain Brian Niewind with that report.